For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Corey Pons is back at quarterback now. Throws in the end zone. Gets it away. Deep down the middle.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when you may be listening. Welcome to the 10th episode of Something's Brewing. How's everybody doing? Producer Dan,
wow!
Do you see how excited I am to hit
really
number 10?
Yeah.
I was number 10 in college. I was number 10 in high school. And it just feels good. I don't know why.
10 is your number.
Yeah, 10 is my number. Remember the Detroit story on number 10?
No.
The gambling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
That story. Yes, I remember
that
story.
So I'm super excited to do episode 10. Thank you to smartbeers.com that reminds you in 2019 that if you're going to drink beer, make sure you drink smart. So a couple quick recaps from a mistake standpoint. I think we should keep up with our theme of pointing out some mistakes we made from the week before.
Yeah, I think that's working.
And you know, they do it on ESPN.
Do they?
The stat guy comes in where the anchors were wrong. So it's sort of, this is our version of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I was really wrong. I was so wrong about it, and I didn't want to go back and do any editing with you about the stealth bomber's origination date that I put it in the notes of episode 9 when it shot out to iTunes.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
I felt so bad that I was so wrong.
But it was very humble of you.
Well, I'm the best humble bragger on the planet.
You are, absolutely. But I didn't want to get into a big argument about it at the time. Because I could tell
that you knew I was wrong back then. But going forward,
Dan, I
didn't
know the right answer. So
I need more from you, though, going forward.
What?
You need to
Am I letting you down?
You need to fight back when it's time to fight back.
Okay, well, listen, man. You think a stealth bomber was made in 1942? It looks like a DeLorean, for God's sake.
That would have been perfect if you would have said that last week.
I should have said that. I'll write that down.
And I can handle it.
Yeah.
Like, I can handle it. All right, but 1945, that atomic bomb was dropped on Japan, okay?
Okay.
I swear, in my mind, I thought the fucking stealth bomber dropped the atomic bomb on Japan.
No, actually, I think the atomic bomb, and we can correct this next week, was dropped by the Enola Gay.
God, I love it. So, not to get, Debbie Downer, but do you realize, so through some of my research on that, and I'm a history major, I should know this, do you know that upwards of 300,000 Japanese died from those two atomic bombs, and over half of them died like almost instantaneously that day.
It was that many.
300,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is
a lot. And as you know, my kids are like a quarter Japanese. So I feel like, how do you explain that when they're older?
So your great-great-grandfather,
So can we talk really quick about the Japanese? So before I listened to a podcast. It was literally a four-hour podcast right before we got into this. And I was listening to it when I was working out, where this guy, this historian, did.
Was it Dan Carlin? Is that his name?
I don't remember his name.
I'll confirm that. Yeah.
4 hours on recapping the Japanese culture and focusing on, have you ever heard the 30-year war of that book? I forget. It's called like the 30-year war. Let me tell you what happened. So one Japanese soldier was in the jungle of like New Guinea, right? In the islands in the far, you know, the, The Guinea area. Yeah, you know, the Guinea area.
The New Guinea area.
Yeah, like one of the islands in in the far Indian Ocean, right?
Sure,
like the east, southeast of the Indian
Ocean.
I'm
going to write all this down so we can correct ourselves.
So hold on. For those of you that haven't heard of this book before, it's pretty impressive, and here's why. So, you know, if those of you that know me, I have Japanese tattoos on my back that I had before I met my wife, and I have 15 bonsai trees immaculately laid out in my backyard. If you didn't know me any better, you'd think Mr. Miyagi lived at my house. So I was, and if you don't know this, I was almost a black belt in Taekwondo, which happens to be a Korean martial art form. However, you get the point, right? So you follow me. Like the white kid from the Midwest was already feeling the Asian vibe.
Right.
So this guy was in the middle of the jungle when these atomic bombs were dropped. He didn't know about it. And then the war basically ends soon thereafter. They surrender. But this guy fought for like 29 more years in the jungle because his commanding officer never showed up and told him the war was over. That's the
Who
level.
Who did he fight?
He would like sneak into villages and kill some of the bad guys. And then sneak out back out, and they would leave like magazines. And the actual guy, he finally stopped, and he was the one that wrote a book with a ghostwriter. They would leave him newspaper articles in Japanese that said,
dude.
"Hey, dude, the fucking war's over." I gotta stop. That's twice already. I want to go stop with the F word.
Oh, okay.
The war's over.
Right.
And
could
then
you please stop.
And he said
us.
He thought that it was the CIA messing with them.
Nice.
Yeah. So the point. Nice. So this guy does a 4-hour podcast basically about that, going backwards into the Shogun and the samurai area. Ooh. And what made the Japanese culture, historically, what allowed the Japanese culture to try and basically take over the world from a little island,
from a tiny right,
which
because look at a map, there's not a lot of land.
And
there.
So you know, again, like, did they deserve two atomic bombs? Probably not.
No.
But in my research, the Americans, would have potentially lost upwards of 800,000 deaths, soldier deaths, by invading Japan.
Oh yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
So anyway, not to get on that,
I'm just glad they're on our side.
And again, for our listeners, this is like an all encompassing podcast.
Arigato gozaimashita.
Thank you. When we were in Japan, it was "Don't touch my mustache." Like that's how you would say like.
What are you talking?
Don't touch my mustache. It means something. God, I got to remember that. That's going to happen next
week. Hajime mashite?
Yeah. So anyway.
Is that what you're trying to say? Hajime mashite? Nice to meet you?
Yes. Don't touch my mustache. That's how somebody told us to do it.
Hajime mashite.
Anyway. All right. Enough of that.
Kori desu.
So moving on.
Okay.
Recap of the college football finals on Monday.
Mm.
Something was brewing at the national championship game at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. I rolled up there with no luggage again.
Nice.
Okay. Guess who was there? Who I saw there? Eric Chenoweth.
No way.
Yeah. And Drew Bennett, who I know our listeners are probably thinking, where is Drew Bennett? And he will be here next week, and we are going to ask him. Because I'm not happy about it right now.
Right.
We talked about it on Monday.
Right.
Now, granted, we had a very nice time, but I followed up with him.
You talked to Drew Bennett about it on Monday.
He was there too.
Not you talked to me about it on Monday. You talked to Drew Bennett on Monday.
In person on Monday about
coming
on the show.
You talked to Drew Bennett in person on Monday about being on the show.
And he's not here today. So anyway, we're going to talk to him about it next week, and we're going to give him a hard time.
No, I'm sure you guys are very good friends.
That doesn't matter. There's a section of the show that had to be changed because he's a no-show.
And that's where we'll be tap dancing.
So his daughter, we'll talk about maybe this story next week, but his daughter is into Giants right now. So Drew asked me if I go take a picture next to Chenoweth so that he could send it to his daughter and say, look, I found a real-life Giant. So I kneeled down. I didn't kneel down, but I bent down a little bit so you couldn't tell I was doing it. And I literally am about halfway up Chenoweth.
No.
Yeah. It looks like he is out of a different world.
Well, I'm sure.
So... Sorry about that. Okay. So anyway, if you didn't watch the game, I assume you didn't.
No.
Okay. The first quarter.
Wait, what game is this?
Clemson versus Alabama.
Okay.
College championship.
College.
Okay?
Yes.
I was five rows behind the Alabama bench.
Nice.
Had a great tailgate party. Great experience in general. But let's talk about the football for a second, which, by the way, I had Clemson in the money line. Mm-hmm. Okay, they were definitely not the favorite.
The money line.
And I believe I mentioned that last week, so you can confirm that.
I like that term. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Money line. So that's a gambling term.
Okay.
When you're the underdog, or you can have a money line when you're the favorite too. Okay. But a money line does not take into account the point spread. The money line is simply who wins,
who loses,
period.
That's
doesn't matter the score.
Oh, okay.
The spread, it's either betting by the spread or the money line.
Gotcha.
So when you take next the underdog week, on the money line, right. It's higher odds. That's how
and,
it works.
And next week, can we talk about the spread?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so the first quarter was arguably the best college football game I've ever seen. Most exciting first quarter.
Wow, really?
First quarter and a half. I would actually go as far as to say the first 2.5 quarters were some of the most exciting football I've ever seen.
Wow.
But Clemson ended up dominating the game and really bringing it to Alabama.
Nice.
So, like for instance, let's give you an example, Dan, because you didn't watch it. So, Tua, you know, the quarterback from Alabama, I always mess up his last name. You know, the Tua. Somebody told, actually, Chenoweth told me a story. He said that somebody actually asked him that Tua meant the University of Alabama. That's actually his real name. Okay, so anyway, he throws a pick six in like the first drive, and I start texting I've already texted out to my friends in Chicago that I keep up with. They're showing them the Something's Brewing hat, you know, like because I it's like Brewing at the game here.
Right,
I'm at this game. Here you go. And I said, mark my words, the Alabama dynasty dies tonight. And so then it's a pick six. I'm like, see. Next thing you know, you get Tua gets the ball, throws a 60-yard touchdown pass. Everyone's like, shut up. You're like,
don't. Holy cow.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So right in about the middle of the at the beginning of the second quarter, there was two seats in front of us that were empty. Guess who fills these two seats?
Chenoweth.
No. He was sitting behind us. The people that filled the two seats in front of us are two nice-looking women. Mm. No way they were older than 28, right? Maybe.
Okay.
And they have a cardboard tied detergent box on their heads.
Okay.
Okay, both of them with string going out the sides and two rolls of toilet paper. You get it? Roll tied.
Oh.
I have a picture of it. It's going up on the website.
Nice.
And I couldn't believe it. I actually made it back to the – I had to leave early, went to the airport. They made it on national TV.
Oh, did they really?
And where I was sitting made it on national TV as well, but I was obviously not
– Your empty seat?
My empty seat was on national TV, right behind the Roll Tide girls.
Nice.
And the one girl was like you. The one – the tall
gorgeous.
Blonde. The tall – yeah. Yeah. The tall blonde that looked like she went to Alabama.
Right.
She – dragged her friend.
Right, who doesn't know anything.
Like, you can tell it works for Google, you know, from out of state or out of country.
Right.
But she was a sweetheart, too. She's like, I've never been. This is my first football game.
Seriously?
And I thought this was normal, putting this stuff on my head.
Oh, that's so funny. Was she really pale and had horn-rimmed glasses?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, wow.
So anyway, that's the experience. But let's talk a little bit more about that. So Trevor Lawrence, who is the quarterback for Clemson, overnight – became the most popular college football player on the planet. Okay.
Yeah.
If you knew college football the day before, you've heard of him. You knew he was the quarterback for Clemson because he played well in the semifinal game.
Right.
But now he is the next Tim Tebow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
And I hate that I'm saying he's the next Tim Tebow because he loves Jesus. It seems that he loves Jesus as much as Tim Tebow does.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, I would imagine he's probably still a virgin, you know, like Tebow was. His Instagram post literally was just a giant lit up picture of like that said Jesus.
All right.
And it was, you know, so that's why I'm connecting him to Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he's also like played like
stellar,
that. Yeah, played like that on a stage like that, where he gets the opportunity to promote his love for Jesus as well.
Right.
So so he's the next Tim Tebow, and I want to talk a little bit about the spouses slash girlfriends of some of these famous like guys, because you know, you saw Bezos is getting, you know, having some issues too. If you or I ever get divorced, I know who I'm calling. So. But his girlfriend, Trevor Lawrence's girlfriend, has very few Twitter followers, right? Or she's, you know, not a lot, or Instagram followers. Okay. Then she sends the congratulations, baby. I knew you would do it. And that post gets, because she's hot.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah. You know what? Right. I shouldn't say that. Not because she's hot. Whatever. It's because it's his girlfriend.
Right.
But like, do you get an Instagram post of everyone's random girlfriend that does something special? No. Okay. No. So whatever. But I don't mean to be potentially sexist.
Sure.
She gets on all the major news outlets, her little tweet, because you know, you're when you're scrolling news.
On the news?
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, the 24-hour news cycle. She made it on there about how she predicted the victory. And I was like, that's the news, the highlight. She predicted the victory. She's 2 years ago, or, you know, a year and a half ago, she said, you'll win a national championship. Someday. What? That's how she predicted it? Come on.
She's a genius.
Like, she's not a freaking gambler.
Can we
do you follow me on that?
Can we not make news out of people's Instagram posts?
Tell me, but that's not my point.
Those are fleeting thoughts.
That's my point.
In visual
and
form.
Now, guess how many Instagram followers she has? It broke a million.
300. No.
It's crazy. It's like skyrocketed, of course. Wow. So my other point is Cliff Kingsbury. We're going to get into that. He's now dating some, sportscaster chick from Fox or girl from Fox.
Yeah.
And she posts something about, hey, congratulations, Heat coming to the desert. We'll get to that. He's going to Arizona to be an NFL coach. But You know, and then there was another guy. Who am I thinking about? There was one more wife or partner that got, damn it, I can't remember. Anyway, whatever.
Was it Tim Tebow?
Oh, yes, Tim Tebow. Thank you. Tim Tebow got engaged.
Yeah.
Did you see? So Tim Tebow waits all that time.
Yeah.
And he's going to marry Miss Universe.
Yeah.
2017.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever.
You know what? If you told me all I had to do is wait that long and that was the prize.
Right.
You know, maybe I could have waited.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, there's no way.
I don't think so. But anyway, congratulations to him. So moving on, my NFL picks. Well, first, before we go into NFL picks, we'll hit on the coaching changes. I should have just transitioned like I was going to before I get into Cliff Kingsbury. So Jets, there's a gentleman that we're going to bring on the show in the future, and we're going to do a bit called Grant's Rants. He's the biggest Jets fan on the planet. One of the biggest Jets, actually.
Yeah.
He's the biggest Jets fan I know.
Yeah.
The poor guy lost another coach. They finished last place the three last years, and now they just hired Adam Gase from Miami, who got fired. So how do you wake up the next day excited about the fact that you just hired a loser?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How do guys that get fired get hired so much?
Right. I don't understand.
In every field.
How do people get fired up?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way at my company.
No, but it kind of does. Like, well, no, I can't get into it. But people are all around us.
In Hollywood business? Yeah.
Well, yeah, in the Hollywood business, or Melissa's in advertising. She sees people all the time like, oh, so-and-so got fired from yada yada agency.
Because they weren't very good.
Because they weren't very good, or they're crazy, or they're this, or they're an a-hole. And then 6 months later, oh, yeah, they were just made CEO of
I don't get
other company.
I don't get it. Maybe we just need to take more risks. I don't know. But yeah, so my buddy is going to come on Grant's Rants, and he's going to rant about all kinds of things because this guy gets excited about stuff and passionate.
Good.
And he's a guy's guy. I'll tell you that. Moving on. So Cliff Kingsbury goes to Arizona. This is the guy we joked about. Remember when we said he was going to go to USC as an offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
He accepted the job at USC. He walked into the office, and then he took an NFL head coaching job.
Thanks.
And anyone that knows anything about the NFL is ripping this decision all day long.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Again, fired up. This guy had a losing record at Texas Tech.
Oh.
Okay. And one of his only, his best year was an offensive coordinator for Patrick Mahomes, who's now like the shining young star of the NFL. So I'm pretty sure that had something to do with Cliff Kingsbury knowing what he was doing, mm-hmm. calling offensive plays, right? You would think.
Yeah.
Because clearly Patrick Mahomes is pretty good. But no Patrick Mahomes, Cliff Kingsbury has a losing record. And then and you give him a head coaching job in the NFL? And now, mind you, I know Josh Rosen.
And simultaneously, though, turning down a job at USC? Is that, am I following the story correctly?
Yeah, well, he accepted it, now and he quit.
So he has two, basically he had two job offers.
That were better than the last one.
Yes.
Yeah, crazy.
I can't get arrested. This is my only job. You're the only guy that will hire me. Jesus.
So Cliff is now got Josh Rosen, and we'll have Josh Rosen on in the future. We'll ask him about this because, you know, we have a relationship from the, he's a UCLA quarterback. But I don't know what's going to, that's going to be an interesting thing to watch. Just mark my words.
Right.
Next one, and the last one we'll talk about now, and we'll keep moving. The Broncos hired Vic Fangio from the defensive coordinator from the Bears. Mm. So a little sad. Obviously, the Bears, we'll get to the Bears recap in a few minutes. You can already see my demeanor changed. But because you don't even know what happened.
No, like, I don't know what happened.
It's like, what kind of partnership do we have? You don't even know that. And you can see now that I'm
look
being
how sick. Like, seriously, you're totally bumming out.
I am bummed out, but I'm going to change that attitude quickly. So Vic Fangio was a defense coordinator. We had, like, the best defense in the NFL, and now he left. Of course, we still have good players, and we'll still be a good defense, but there's no doubt we won't the same.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit bummed out about that. All right. So back to my NFL picks. So I can't believe I was that wrong about Houston, mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know why I bet against Andrew Luck. The guy is. I had read something about him making some more mistakes this year, throwing some picks, but he came out. And now, granted, their running game is extremely effective, and Frank Reich is the head coach there. Little quick side story. He was a Buffalo Bills backup quarterback back in the day. Still holds the record for like the largest playoff comeback in the history of the NFL. And I, growing up in Chicago, actually, when I was growing up, I was a Buffalo Bills fan over a Chicago Bears fan.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Because the logo was very similar to my Pop Warner logo.
That's a great reason.
Yeah, and I like the colors better. Red, white, and blue. Right? Red, white, and blue. Yeah. Plus, they were freaking good. Four Super Bowls in a row. Lost all of them. But anyway, so I love the Bills. Always have, and I have a soft spot for Frank Reich. He's obviously a good coach. Can't believe I bet against Andrew Luck, though. You know, the Stanford quarterback and just an all-around, seems like an all-around fantastic guy, but dominated that Houston defense. Came out 21-0. Next thing you know, they weren't coming back.
Right.
They shut down Deshaun Watson, another Clemson quarterback, by the way. So I was wrong about that, and now I am definitely on the Colts bandwagon. I was wrong on Dallas. We've talked about Dallas. We've battered them plenty, but they won. I'm sure. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that.
I did know that, actually.
I was right on the Chargers,
yes,
though, which, you know, other people picked the Chargers, too. I wasn't the only one. And then lastly, I hate to say, but I was right about the Eagles. Remember, I said if Nick Foles plays,
right,
I'm concerned. I didn't want my Chicago faithful to hear me say, I think the Bears are going to lose, but you could tell. Yeah. I pretty much said that.
Yes, it
did. But I'm sorry, I'm wrong. And you want to know, here's the disappointing part and why I'm mad at you that you don't know why I'm upset. So it's
I think he's being serious.
I was for a split second.
Yeah.
So it's a great game, back and forth.
Right.
It's exciting. It's not high scoring, but it's an exciting game.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Parkey, the kicker from the Bears, former Eagles kicker, for those of you that didn't know, throughout this year, he has hit the crossbar or the uprights like six times. And at least two of those, maybe three of those missed last second kicks cost the game. And we would have not had to play that game. We would have had a bye for this week. So he goes out to make the game-winning kick from 40-something. Not that hard of a kick.
Right.
And they ice the kicker. Timeout. And I was thinking about this. You know he's going to ice you. And I said, right, don't kick it, because it's not going to count. He goes up, kicks it perfectly down the middle.
Oh, no.
And I don't like when they do that. Now, right. granted, many kickers have the balls to go back and make the second kick.
Yeah.
But this guy goes and does it the second time, hits the upright, Bears lose, season over.
Now is he clear on the fact that he's supposed to kick between?
It? Yeah.
He does know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except one of my cousins sent me a picture. Soon thereafter, he's in Chicago. He sent me a picture of a Prius that had hit one of those yellow poles. It smashed the front of his car. He said, Cody Parkey leaving the parking lot. He hit the pole on the way out.
Ouch.
So, but bear with me on this. Psychological. Because you're not a sports guy, but let me see if you agree. So, when you're a kicker, mm-hmm. you normally go out. You're not really thinking. You line up. They snap the ball. Right. You kick it.
Yeah.
Very rarely do you have the chance to get iced and kick the ball twice in a row
right.
with that much pressure.
Right.
So my recommendation to all the kickers out there listening, don't ever play the statistical odds. You normally would go out without thinking, kick that ball, all good to go. You don't need to feel the wind. You know the wind. You've been kicking all pregame. You kicked all halftime before the second half started. Feel your instinct, because then all you can do after you make the first one perfectly that doesn't count.
Right.
Is go down from there.
Right.
So if you miss right. the first attempt, right. no one's going to talk about how shitty you were.
Right.
They're going to be sad and they're going to be mad. But I'm extra pissed because
right.
you just, 20 seconds
right.
earlier, he kicked it perfectly.
Right.
Because if I had the chance to throw a perfectly wide open pass,
I would
throw it almost perfect.
Right.
Both times in a row. And you get paid $1 million
right.
to do that?
Right.
Don't even have pads on your legs? You got soccer shoes
just
on?
Walk out. Hey, everybody.
Can you tell? And one of my favorite human beings on the planet was the kicker at UCLA. I love him to death, Chris Griffith. So I do not hate kickers.
No.
Chris Griffith was in my wedding. I love kickers.
Yeah.
But I do not like Cody Parkey right now.
you gotta stay in the zone, man.
Man.
You can't, yeah.
And a punter, when we need a good punt from a punter and he shanks it for a 30-yard punt, when we need a 50-yard punt from a field position standpoint, I want to go down there and strangle that rugby motherfucker. And now the rugby kick is important. Anyway. Okay. All right. So
I think you're going to make me choke to death.
I know. All right. So the next part of the episode 10 was supposed to be an interview with Drew Bennett, but he, like we said, he wasn't able to make it. We hope he's okay. So we're going to move on into the upcoming. God, I really do hope he's okay.
It is kind of weird that he didn't claim back.
I know. So Jesus Christ, I'm going to have to wait to post this.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
We'll cut that out just in case.
Yeah. So we'll move on to the upcoming matchups for this week. So on Saturday, we got Indianapolis at Kansas City, my new dark horse in Indianapolis. Mm. At Kansas City, -5. Actually, I think it's up to 5.5 on Kansas City. We're doing this on Friday night, by the way, for everybody. We tried to do it Thursday last night, but we're waiting on Drew. So I'm saying Colts in the money line. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm a big fan of Patrick Mahomes, if you got to bet against Patrick Mahomes or Andrew Luck in this particular game, I also have been at a couple live games of Patrick Mahomes this year. I was at the Rams Monday night game. That was an epic performance. He's going to make mistakes, and Andrew Luck should be able to lean on his running game and not have to press. So I expect Andrew Luck to make less mistakes than Patrick Mahomes, because he's going to feel like he's going to have to press because he's not going to be on the field as often. Mm. And I'm concerned, and I heard someone else in talk radio, one of the talking heads a couple days ago, mentioned this, so I can't certainly use it as my own, but I agree with what he said in the Kansas City Chiefs fans, who are a passionate fan base, okay? But unlike the Philadelphia Eagles are a passionate fan base, mm-hmm. Philadelphia Eagles fans don't crumble like Kansas City fans do. They're, so for all you, I apologize, but it's true. You know it's true. Every Kansas City person at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday, if the Colts go up 14-0, that whole stadium is going to be sad. More than any other stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see about that. But I say Indy in the money line. Dallas at the Rams, Rams -7. I say take the Rams with the point, covering the spread. Something's brewing Something's going to be brewing at the Rams game, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, good.
Yeah. Prime time, 5:15, 8:15 Eastern Standard Time. That's how the time zones work.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And so why don't you try and watch that game? Are you going to be around tomorrow?
I'm actually writing this down.
Good.
5:15 Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. And what are we talking about again?
The Rams? Yeah, Rams versus the Cowboys. Remember Texas's team?
Texas's team, the Cowboys.
So, all right. So there's a lot more pressure on the Chiefs and the Rams.
Yeah.
Both the home teams, fantastic seasons. Sean McVay, he's got a lot of pressure on him. I like Goff in this game. I think he's going to come through. I think Dak Prescott's going to make a few mistakes. And I think that the Cowboys, I don't think the Cowboys have enough talent to make something happen. The only way the Cowboys win is if Amari Cooper has another one of those games he had a few weeks back where he had like 200 some yards receiving. Mm. Excuse me. Because there's no way that the defense of line of the Rams is going to let Ezekiel Elliott rush for 150 yards. Right. Not happening.
Right.
Okay. So, and Todd Gurley, the big Rams running back, mm-hmm. which I know you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently everyone that he hates the Cowboys like you and I do.
Yeah.
And everyone he knows hates the Cowboys.
Nice.
So I knew this, but apparently we are not alone in hating the Cowboys. Okay.
And
that's,
it has been confirmed that Gurley is in fact a huge Cowboy
hater. Yes.
Okay, good.
And everybody he knows. Okay. Right. So, I am going to be at that game. Very excited. Having a great tailgate party.
Awesome.
And guess what? I spent a good amount of money.
Mm.
All right. On Something's Brewing memorabilia in Rams colors.
Oh,
bringing it to the tailgate
Rams
party.
Colors.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bringing it to the tailgate party.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of those hats that nobody will probably ever wear again.
Well,
maybe. I don't know.
But listen, you know, you take them, you give them away. Is that what happens?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to take a picture and we're going to get
like
a picture of it.
The cheerleaders or something?
I don't know about the cheerleaders. But I was going to give it to the specific tailgate party. I got like 23 items.
Wow, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I got some beanies in case it gets cool.
Nice.
Yeah. When's the last time you saw like a white beanie on a guy?
Oh, I almost said, I don't know, like 1985.
I don't know, my
when
daughter.
You said a guy. I was like,
So I got white beanies that say Something's Brewing,
nice.
And then I got white baseball caps with the traditional yin yang on the back.
Nice.
Yeah.
So if someone's a listener to the show and they're at the game and they see a bunch of people with Something's Brewing hats, can they stop by and say hello?
If they do, God, that would feel good.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
It would be pretty awesome.
Email us. By the way, starting next week, we're going to start reading off some of the emails. I think that's a good point.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll learn to read and we'll get that done.
All right, so I think that, don't you think that's a good idea?
I think it's awesome, yeah.
It could be the last Rams game of the year, so I got to get...
Yeah, that's great.
That's a target audience. It's a perfect target audience for
Hell
Something's
yeah.
Brewing. Okay, so next on Sunday, Chargers at New England -4. I've said before, and I'll say it again, I love Tom Brady as a quarterback, and I have a huge crush on him as a human being. All I wanted to do in life would have been to be Tom Brady. However, I'm not super sad about how it worked out for me. God's a fair man, because it seems like we're going to get to that point later.
Right.
Remember the God's a fair man at the end,
yeah.
The 10-point scale.
Yeah. Now wait. So the Chargers are playing who now?
At New England. Tom Brady.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom Brady's a quarterback for the Patriots.
All right. Good.
So remember I've bitched about Philip Rivers and his chippiness over the weeks, and he's just got the I can admit when I'm wrong.
Uh-oh.
And I'm admitting it. I officially am becoming a fan of Philip Rivers.
Whoa, wait.
Yep. I
happened?
Like his attitude now. I've
what
changed.
Is going on?
180 degrees I've changed. Because it's not him being annoying anymore to me.
Okay.
I realize that it's really just, I knew that it was because he's just a competitor.
Right.
But it doesn't bother me anymore, and actually now I'm a fan of his. So I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm just saying.
This is a complete 180.
If I ever end up going for politics, this will be the date.
This is
they'll say, this guy's a flip-flopper. Look at episode 10 when he did a podcast. He's flip-flopping. He's going to flip-flop on the wall. He's going to flip-flop on the Santa Monica Bay.
Exactly. You'll never get elected.
God, I'd give anything to be governor of California, though.
Ooh, Corey Paz.
That has a good ring to it, doesn't it?
Corey Paz, go.
Oh, man.
of California.
Because tax season's coming, you know?
Yeah.
You know we pay the highest state income tax rate in the country?
Do we do?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I didn't need to know that.
Yeah, 13.3. Yeah. You know how much they pay in state income tax in Nevada?
No, I don't. Don't even.
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah. In a lot of other states. Not a lot,
could
but
we
a
get
handful.
An address there or like a P.O. box?
Yeah, they,
or something?
I have looked into
work?
It.
You
they
can't
check.
Do that, right?
They check. They check. You got it. There's a ways around
you
it.
You need like bills or no, something?
You got to do a lot of things. Yeah. All right. Sorry. Enough about that. So I think that. As much as it hates pain, this has felt like last week with the Bears. Phillip Rivers is winning. He's 0-5.
Really?
He's 0-5 against Tom Brady. The Chargers are going to beat the Patriots in Foxborough. So take him on the money line. All right. Philadelphia at New Orleans.
Yeah.
New Orleans -8.
Yeah.
Philly money line all day long. We're not bagging on Jesus. But Nick Foles,
yeah.
If you watch the game, then you saw his WWJD bracelet, which stands for What Would Jesus Do?
Yeah.
And when I was in college, something called Athletes in Action was just becoming popular. It was a big push to, you know, get college Division I college football players, you know, really into Jesus, and it's a big
oh,
it's
is
a
that
big
right?
group, yeah. And that started 20 years ago, that bracelet, yeah. What Would Jesus Do?
Right.
And I mean, many people, I'm sure, have seen it. But I'm pretty sure Jesus wouldn't be playing out on the football field getting chased around by a bunch of freaking unbelievable athletes that are trying to kill him. No, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't
be
doing
very
that.
Busy yeah. healing people and yeah. making wine out of water.
He's not a competitive guy.
No.
So I'm pretty sure Jesus wouldn't be playing a competitive sport.
No, I don't see him doing
I think he would,
sides
right.
and all, you know.
Yeah, he wouldn't want the other team to feel like they were losers.
Right.
So you follow me?
I do.
It's a little ironic. Or
what would
slash,
Jesus do? He would bet on both teams. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
He can't. He's that guy.
Yeah. What would Jesus do? Jesus would not want to win.
Right.
I mean, so anyway, my point of bringing that up is, that's remember awesome. Trevor Lawrence giving all the credit to Jesus?
Yes.
Nick Foles, what would Jesus do?
Right.
Maybe you and I are the assholes.
Maybe. No, I know we are.
And don't get me wrong, I was raised in the church, and I think Jesus was one hell of a guy.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I never met him, though.
Well, there are a lot of people, too, that you've seen with those bracelets, those What Would Jesus Do bracelets, and you're like, you don't give that a moment's thought, do you? Like, you know what I mean? If you need your bracelet to remind you to act,
yeah. Like, are you proper. A recovering alcoholic? Is that why you wear it? I'm sorry, you crackhead?
What's happening?
Like, have you hurt people before?
Right. Like, how off the rails are you?
Yeah, you're going to think about it? Oh, just look down. Anyway, I'm not trying, like I said, but I noticed that.
So we're going to get email on this.
Probably. But do you see the connection? My whole point was,
I do.
I think I should consider getting us bracelets.
Right.
That's what I'm my point.
Or you're just pointing out how Christ-like I am.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but no, in all seriousness, watching Trevor Lawrence
yeah.
and watching Nick Foles makes me want to go to church more.
Is that right?
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're going to get to some church things here at the end with the pause law. So that's the transition we're going to move into. So pause law number 5, then we're going to end it with something totally out of the church realm with the 10-point
like,
scale.
But do you feel like we need some sort of, and I don't mean to start a production meeting, but do we need some sort of like awesome stinger, some sort of music or something with some grandeur to get into pause laws, don't you think?
Totally agree.
You know what? Hold on. Let's see.
But so I'm going to, we'll keep going and you're going to look it up.
I'm going to see something while you're talking. Yeah.
Okay. So pause law number 5. Everyone needs some apostles. So do you... Thank you. That's perfect. We didn't even have to edit it. Done. All right. Good. Good. Perfect. Done. Pause law number 5. Everyone needs some apostles. Do you follow? So from the production meeting standpoint, do you follow what I did there?
I like it.
I've been talking about Jesus all show.
Right.
The fifth pause law is everyone needs some apostles.
Exactly.
And actually, that really happened, though. Trevor Lawrence did that.
Right.
Nick Foles wore the bracelet. And now in timeline, That's pause law number five. Everyone
because
needs some apostles.
Because you are already 10 episodes in, a master podcaster.
Right. It's like almost like I can see the future.
Almost.
Gosh. Okay. So as a recap. Pause law number one, keep a positive attitude at all times. Number two, remember to pause and reflect. Number three, always position yourself for success. Number four, never play possum. And number five, the one we're going to talk about today, everyone needs some apostles. Nick Foles, Trevor Lawrence, they know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A close group of friends. I'm not talking Facebook friends. I'm not talking Instagram followers. I'm not talking Twitter followers. I'm talking five that you make a fist.
Yeah.
Five friends you make a fist. Five, whoever you can count on, right? Now, granted, Jesus had 12. That seems like maybe it is 12. Maybe Jesus was right. He had the right amount. Maybe it is 12, but or maybe it's
or
10.
Maybe it two was fists. Different back then.
Maybe it's 10, two fists.
Maybe
how about
is,
that?
Right, and a couple spare.
Right, and just a little extra in case you lose a finger.
That's fine.
All right, but you follow me? Everyone needs some apostles, people you can trust.
Real friends, real like people driving you can to the airport at 3 a.m.
People that you can count on.
Right.
And there might be in those 12 apostles, or let's keep it at 10. I'd like to forget that.
Yeah,
10 apostles. It's 10th episode, 10 apostles. And there might be a couple apostles in there that, to your point, you don't talk to all the time, but your apostle that you talk to every other day, you call him at 3 a.m. in the morning and say, I need to drive you to the airport. They're like, fuck you.
Right.
You know, and then there's an apostle
right.
that no matter what is going on, they will drop everything. And that doesn't mean, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like if there's different people, we can be. You fit different roles that mix with your specific personality. You know,
right.
I'm really close friends with a lot of people that are a lot like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm close friends with people that are not, you know, like different than me,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
like pretty different.
Sure.
But I am not, none of my apostles are exactly like me.
Right.
Because I don't get along with... Exactly like
right. right. You need Chandler and Joey and Phoebe. If you're all the same,
I need the yin and the yang.
Exactly.
And you see how we brought the yin and the yang back from the beginning?
It's all.
If I didn't know any better, I would have thought we had four producers in this studio. Jesus.
Seriously.
Like sending us ideas. Because you know the people on...
Over our little
Yeah, because you know broadcast journalism. Do you ever watch the show Newsroom on HBO?
Yeah.
That was a good show.
It was a really good show.
And when I watched that show, I wanted to be a newsroom producer.
Yeah, it's exciting.
You know?
On TV.
Yeah, because I have a face for radio. I don't have a face for behind the desk. So do you. We've talked about that before.
Yeah,
not to beat the dead horse. Okay, so not to get sacrilegious, but 2 years ago, two Easters ago, we go to church a couple times a year. We had the girls in Easter Sunday service, and the twins fell asleep on my lap. And so I couldn't stand up. I'm like, I'm not waking these kids up. I don't care how much worship needs to happen right now, okay? I'm sitting down. So it was during the time when the Apostles' Creed came out. Or that came out, you know, it's a new Rocky movie.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. No, so the guy and the preacher at Westchester Lutheran. I'm sure you've never been to that church, but he's getting up there in age, and he talks like this, and he thinks that it's still back in the old days, and it's just like keeps going, and you can't even focus on the content because he I'm not kidding, he does it all like this, but he's not a preacher in the South, he's an old random guy in Westchester, so he's doing the Apostles' Creed, and as he was doing it, I was like, and I already had the pause law, the fifth law of being everyone needs some apostles.
Okay.
So guess what I did, Dan? I wrote the Apostles' Creed.
Oh, nice.
You ready for it?
I am, actually, yeah.
Okay. I believe in love and family. Now, mind you, I'm not saying that this is going to go, you know, viral, but I think it's good, and I think if you listen to it, there's some key anecdotal things that every single human being on this earth, especially the ones that kill in the name of religion, read the Apostles' Creed and hear. It basically takes the best things, a lot of the best things out of all of the religions and puts it into one Apostles' Creed.
Boom.
Right? Like, you know, in how many people have died over religion? They continue to die. right? So yes. just remember that when you read this or when you hear this. Ready?
Right, here we go.
I believe in love and family to lead me through the organized chaos on earth. You like that, organized chaos?
I do.
That's actually where I first started thinking of the concept of organized chaos.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Which, you know,
well, it's on your hat.
And we own that too. That's sure. Going to be the next. Anyway, all right, I'm starting over. I believe in love and family to lead me through the organized chaos on earth. I believe in intuition and the law of human nature to guide us like our own Holy Spirit, born of experiences we've had, some good and some bad, as we continue to work hard and play hard until we are buried. We live this life with purpose and on many occasions rise again before one day ascending into heaven. When seated together, and I'm doing this in air quotes, the apostles, you get it? Mm-hmm. When seated together, mm-hmm. our power transcends the living and the dead. I believe in the golden rule, the communion of friends, the forgiveness of sins, the power of positive thinking, and fulfillment everlasting. A frickin' men. What do you think?
That's what I think.
Perfect. Nice.
That's
now,
awesome.
Did we buy that, by the way? Did we buy that sound?
We're going to be sued for this.
Oh.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
But we do have some other ones, too, that we can mix in later.
Absolutely. No, that we paid for that, yeah.
Okay.
We're fine. Right. That was awesome.
I feel that that's again back to the art of humble bragging. I'm not,
but that is a real creed. That's
I think
a real
that is freaking good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now moving on, we're going to leave it with some comedy or somewhat comedy.
Okay.
In honor of the 10th episode and in honor of a friend who will remain nameless because I don't want anyone to know that he came up with it and who he was. But okay. I first heard it from this guy at least 10 plus years ago.
Okay. Okay.
Old friend. He's a friend of Drew Bennett's too. We might have to bring it up, see if he tells who it is next week.
Okay.
It's called the 10-point scale. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you mentioned this, but I don't know.
Okay. 10-point scale in honor of the 10th episode.
Okay.
There's five categories.
Okay.
You, in each category, mm-hmm. you can receive a score of 0, okay. 1, or 2. Okay. Hence the 10-point scale. If you got a 2 in all five categories, you would get a perfect 10.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Okay.
You want to know the categories?
Yes, I do.
And this has a lot to do with God's a fair person, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole concept
so should
of this.
I'm going to write these down as you say.
And if you notice, we've done a lot about God and Jesus this episode.
Yeah, and just
inadvertently.
So everyone's clear, we love God and Jesus.
We do. No, yeah. There's no question. But we're also, to the point of last week, we're not afraid to be honest about our feelings.
That's true.
Right? Just because, which by the way, I've noticed this at every major sporting event, so those everyone's listening has had as well. You know the guy that has the microphone and the giant thing telling us all we're going to hell because yes. we're drinking at the football game, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, right. again, like, I...
Trust me.
That guy
drink.
Loves Jesus too.
He does, absolutely.
So he thinks I'm going to hell just because I don't feel the same way as him.
Right.
But whatever, we'll get on that later. So 10-point scale, five categories, ready?
Okay, sure.
First of all, looks.
Okay.
And I want you to do yourself in your head and then
okay.
when I'm done. So you give yourself a 0, a 1, or a 2.
Okay.
Brad Pitt's a 2.
Okay.
And, you know, the kid from Mask. You know, the kid from Mask.
And, sure.
He's a Cher. One. He's uh-huh. a 0.
He's a 0.
Okay. So if you're, you know what I mean? Follow
okay.
me, like
so
looking, break
looks.
It into thirds.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Looks.
Okay.
Personality.
Okay.
Intelligence.
Okay.
Special skill.
Okay.
And then number 5 is penis size. So going back.
We got looks.
Personality, intelligence, okay.
intelligence
special skills, skill,
yeah.
penis
and
size. Yeah, that I know.
That is,
I was going to
really
change
the last one.
That's what it is. That's what his 10-point scale was. I was going to change it for the sake of the show to how are you in bed? Because mm-hmm. I thought that would be a little more politically correct. Mm-hmm. But again, that's not accurate. That's not what it
You're
is.
Sure, we can't change it to
how you are in bed.
Yeah,
it's kind of similar though.
No.
No, you're right. Because you
have
gotta...
control over one of them.
You're right. Okay.
Well,
no, unfortunately, you know what? Maybe
control,
we should. Maybe
yeah,
we should change it to how you are in bed.
So we'll. No, because I think the truth might be the other one.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so
looks. Where are you at? Looks. 0, 1, or 2.
Well, I think a 2.
All right,
I'm gonna say 1.
I'm giving you a 1.
Thanks.
Personality.
I would say 2, but again, some people probably think I'm an you know, so 1.
Right. Okay.
Intelligence.
2.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
You know what it is? It's the glasses. All right, I'm gonna take that too.
You'll take
skill,
that. Special skill.
Oh, special skill. Uh-huh. What's special mean?
If you don't know what special skill means, then you don't have a special skill.
Okay. Could recording your voice as you speak be a special skill? Mm-mm. What's a special skill? Like sexual?
I was a starting quarterback in front of 100,000 people.
Okay.
I would consider that a special skill.
That's probably
skill.
A two.
Yeah, that's it. I get a two for that.
You get a two?
Okay. Are you an expert guitar player?
No.
Are you a concert pianist?
No.
Do you write music?
No.
Are you unbelievable on a skateboard?
No.
Are you great at gymnastics?
No.
Okay, then you probably, do you follow me? Do you have a special skill or not? Can you tie your tongue in a knot?
No.
Okay. So
all right. I'm going to say one.
Okay, I'm just saying you might be a zero. You might be a zero, but I'll give you a one. All okay, right. And then
how about acting on TV?
That one. That's one.
I'm definitely a one at that.
You're right. You're not a zero.
I'm not a two at that.
You're not a zero in special skill because you have acted on TV, and acting is not easy. It really isn't.
I don't know.
Did you watch the Golden Globes? Oh my God!
Parts of it don't. We can't because it'll
Christ.
Come off bad. Ugh. And then penis size, I guess zero. Okay,
zero.
So,
okay. All right. Well, so that's the
one,
case, and you're
two,
a five,
three, four.
You're average.
Yeah, I'm an average guy.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I'm a strong beta male. Nice.
So, don't you think that's kind of cool? And the point
it's
is
horrible.
That well, no. The point is that no one's a 10 and no one's a zero. I have a handful of friends that think they're nines. They're not.
So. And you can tell those guys a mile away.
Oh,
the guys
yeah.
that are convinced
yeah.
they're nine.
Yeah, and Drew Bennett thinks he's a nine. So we'll have to ask him.
Well,
about
we got
to
take him down a notch because.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be a seven for not showing up.
Right.
All right. Well, anyway, so listen, I thought that was a nice improvisation.
No, wait, what number are you? Are you going to get out of the telling us what you think your score is?
Okay, I'll do it. I think I'm a two in looks. I don't know.
You, I don't know. I think you're very handsome.
I know when I had a full head of hair, I guarantee I was a two.
Oh, well, hair. Yeah, if we can go by.
All right, so we'll put a question mark on looks.
All right.
Personality, two all day long. Okay. Intelligence, I got to give it maybe two? A one. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe a one?
Yeah, probably a one.
A humble one?
Yeah. I mean, I'm emotionally extremely intelligent. I'm socially extremely intelligent,
very, yes.
And I'm really street smart. Yeah. But for example, I was a history major, and I thought the stealth bomber dropped the two bombs on Japan.
Yeah.
So there's an example.
That,
I'm
right.
a one.
True.
Okay. Special skill, two. Penis size, one. Okay. So that's 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Dude.
I'm an eight.
Nice.
I'm an eight. I think you could argue my looks might be a one, so that would put me at
really?
A seven.
No.
That would put me at a seven.
All right.
So now, isn't that a kind of a fun 10-point scale?
No, not at all. I'm a five. Fives don't think it's fun at all.
It doesn't mean anything.
I know.
Most fives I know have eights working for them. Okay. And no offense to my bosses. I'm
right,
just kidding.
Exactly. Oh,
I'm joking. I don't mean that, obviously.
I'm not going to repeat that.
All right. So with that, I hope everyone has a great rest of your morning, a great rest of your day, or a fantastic evening. If you're able to get this in on Friday night or potentially Saturday morning before the divisional round, you have a fantastic weekend. And remember, when you keep a positive attitude, something's always brewing.
Corey Pons is back at quarterback.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.